This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. A vaccination program can have a significant impact on a herd or flock, both financially and in condition. We talked last week about keeping these immunizations viable when going from the retailer to the farm. This week, let's dive into the transition of on-farm storage to the animal processing site. Proper planning will assure efficacy and result in immunized livestock. Vaccines should be transported to the working facility in a rigid-sided cooler that's been pre-cooled. It will take about an hour for a large cooler at room temperature to reach the goal of 35 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit with ice packs. Repeatedly opening the holding cooler can cause temperature changes, so a smaller, pre-cooled container should be available to hold vaccines during animal processing. The vaccine bottle shouldn't directly contact the ice pack. Wrap it with packing paper, bubble wrap, or something similar. Direct contact can cause cold spots. If needed, the temperature in an insulated container can be adjusted with hot packs in cold weather to stay between 35 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Once livestock are ready, fix the amount of vaccine you estimate can be used within an hour. This amount will depend on the processing being done. Castrating and dehorning take longer than giving pre-breeding vaccines. Once mixed, a modified live virus immunization will remain viable for 2 hours if it's kept cool and out of sunlight. Cutting the amount mixed for 1 hour ensures that the vaccine stays useful, since we all know that working livestock and unexpected delays go hand in hand. Loaded syringes should be stored in a cool, dark place between animals. Setting them on a table or tailgate will cause the vaccine in the barrel to warm up, and UV light will cause damage. Coolers with openings or slots can be purchased or made. The purpose of this syringe cooler is to maintain the gold temperature and protect from sunlight. When filling a syringe, always use a clean needle to go into the bottle, not one that's been used for injecting an animal. Bacteria and debris on the surface of a needle can be transferred. Contamination of a modified live virus can inactivate the vaccine. Pollution of a killed vaccine risks infection of the injection site, hindering immune response and causing abscesses. It's important to sanitize syringes after use. Syringes used for killed vaccines can be cleaned with soaps or mild disinfectants in hot water. Be sure to rinse all the residue away. Soaps and disinfectants can kill or deactivate a modified live virus and should be avoided. These syringes can be sanitized using hot or boiling water. Vaccines that have undergone temperature cycles above or below the recommended temperature will have reduced efficacy and may even be completely worthless due to deactivation. Even worse, these could be fatal in certain situations. Don't waste your money by not taking care of your vaccines. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.